Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE. No matter how many times I try and perfectly time when Paul hits the button, I always miss it by just a smidge. So, hey, glad to have you here with us on the Refresh Radio program on Monday, November the 15th, 2021. And I was just having a conversation with Paul, and it's like, 2021 is following exactly the same calendar pattern as 1999. Today, there was a significant event that happened in our family, November the 15th, 1999. There was a significant event that happened in our life earlier in the year, and it happened not only on the same date, it happened on the same day of the week. And I was like, wow, that can't be just a coincidence. I think that if somebody wanted to go back and look it up, that you would see it's following the exact same calendar pattern as far as Monday through Saturday and the days of the dates of the calendar being exactly the same. That doesn't matter to a hill of beans to anybody, except for it's just kind of a little sentimental thought that crossed my mind. So welcome to the Refresh Radio program, the ministry of Merritt Assembly of God, and we would like to take this moment to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. If you'd like to be a part of a church where, you know, the pastor's approachable, that, you know, I do work a lot. I don't get to do everything that everybody would like me to be able to do all of the time, but I make a valiant effort to know everybody by name, and I try and have a conversation with as many people as I can on Sundays and Wednesdays and throughout the week. If you're looking for a church where, you know, you can have somebody that calls out your name in prayer, you know, not just a general specific prayer, but actually praying for you, Merritt Assembly of God is phenomenal at that. And we make an opportunity for prayers, praying for the sick, praying for miracles to take place every single week. And so we'd like to take this moment to invite you out. I'd also, in another thought, I'd like to tell you about the folks of Chitts Concrete, 321-536-5804. Between the owners and their team, they literally have hundreds of years of wonderful experience dealing with concrete issues. They know the forming process, the pouring process, the preparation process, the working and the finishing, and they have all of the tools, and they're not afraid to work hard any time of the year. I tell you, there have been times when it was brutal hot out there, and you know, that was the time that the concrete could be delivered, and you know what, they'd be there doing the preparation work. The concrete would come, they'd haul it, they would take care of the finishing aspects of it, the truck would go, and they would still be there working to do a beautiful job. And so if you want somebody with experience, if you would like somebody with good experience who has the expertise and is not afraid to put in the effort to do the job right the first time, then you need to call the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That would be a great, great blessing. Probably the greatest thing that I can tell you about them is that one time I was dealing with a contractor, and I said, okay, the concrete people that I would like you to work with is Jits Concrete. And he said, well, your concrete guy and my concrete guy are the same concrete guy. And I was like, that is an awesome testimony, because contractors don't deal with people who don't show up on the job. Concrete or contractors don't deal with people who do a crummy job. They deal with contractors who are going to show up, do the job, do it right, do it on time, and do it for a fair price. So thank you for considering Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. We're going back in the Word today to the book of James, chapter 1. We are moving through the first chapter of James. We're not going through the whole thing. We're really seeking truth. And on Friday's program, we were talking about seeking the implanted Word, which is able to save your souls. And we got some things to get rid of out of our life to make room to receive the implanted Word. So just piggybacking on that thought right now, have you stopped to do an analysis or an assessment in your life to see? Now, see, a lot of people would say, well, tell me the things that are filthy. Tell me the things that are an overflow of wickedness. Let me put it to you in a little different perspective. Why don't you look at your life and ask the Holy Spirit to put His finger on the things in your life that are strangling out the implanted Word because you don't have time for it? Things that you are pursuing instead of the Word of God. And I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to me too, because no matter how passionate you are in the Word of God, there is still room for improvement. If I didn't believe there was room for improvement, I would be of all men most miserable. I tell you, I've been pastoring the church for nearly 29 years, but I'm not coasting in on my laurels. I'm still pressing ahead. I'm still full steam ahead. Even though sometimes the steam engine doesn't go as long as it used to because of the number of candles on birthday cakes and things like that. But I mean, I still love Jesus and love the Word. I want that implanted Word to make a difference in my life and to make a difference in your life. Verse number 22 is where we're going to begin reading. We're going to read verse 22 through 25 today, and it says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself immediately, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." So let me start off today by saying this. The most dangerous person in the world that you can lie to, and the easiest person in the world to lie to, is yourself. Now, we had talked about seeking justice. We spent a lot of time talking about that and how that means that the standard for one is the standard for all, and that God is the source of justice. And if you get farther away from God, you may relabel other things justice, but the only way to have justice is for it to come through God with a righteous standard. When it comes to deceiving ourselves, there are a lot of people who apply mercy to themselves in the exact same situation where they would be condemning other people. I like to tell you stories about myself because I know I'm not going to get mad at myself. So there was a time in my life, I wasn't the pastor of the church. I was helping out with a particular program at the church. The person that was in charge of that program looked at me and said, you got a strong back and a weak mind, and so I need you to go and I need you to get this so that we can have it for this particular program. So I go in there. The person whose office that it was said, what are you doing? I said, well, they sent me in here to get this. And the person said this, have I been asked? And it's not my program, not my decision. I'm just the person going. And I was like, well, may we please borrow this for this particular function? And the person said, sure, go ahead. And I was like, that is so, so wrong. It's arrogant. I don't care about the protocols or any of that sort of stuff. That's just the wrong thing to do. A few weeks later, someone came to me and they said, we need this. And these words are the words that came out of my mouth. Have I been asked? And I want you to know that person didn't have to say anything. Immediately, the Holy Spirit was dealing with me and saying, that's exactly the same thing that other person said, and you condemned them. Are you going to condemn you? And I said, no, I'm going to convict me. I'm going to repent myself because I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to deceive myself. There are a lot of opportunities that we have as we're seeking truth to realize that if we're not careful, we can deceive our very own self. So you've heard me talk about a conversation that I had with my son, and he said, I told him, I said, after I get done with this project, I'm going to slow down. This is a conversation probably took place 15 years ago. And he said, Dad, you're lying to yourself. Probably not 15 years ago, probably 10 years ago. He said, Dad, you're lying to yourself. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. You know what I was doing? I lied to myself because I haven't slowed down any since then. In fact, if anything else, I probably run harder. But God did deal with me. We talked on Friday's program about the implanted word, and God challenged me from the word, and he said, you need to recognize this truth from God's word, and I did, and I made the changes in my life. You see, it is not just knowing the word, it's not just being convicted by the word, but it is actually being a practical applier of God's word, a practitioner of God's word, a doer of God's word. And there's only one person that can make that decision for you, and that you be doers of the word and not hearers only. Okay? So when you came to church this last weekend, hopefully you just didn't sit there and your eyes, you know, bob up and your eyelids bob up and down as you were putting forth the valiant effort to not fall asleep in church like Eutychus did in the book of Acts and fell out of the upper story window and you know, needed a miracle to survive. But instead, you were sitting there and you were hearing the word and you were saying, how am I going to put this into practice in my life? See, that's the real thing. I remember hearing some Bible college professors of mine, and they would hold up a Bible, and they would make this statement. The Bible is not just for preaching, it's for living. Still remember that. I don't remember 99% of the things that I heard in Bible college, but I remember that statement. The Bible's not just for studying. The Bible's for doing. It's not just for hearing. So going to church and hearing a sermon and going out and living exactly opposite of what you just heard, that's not what the Word of God is about at all. It's, what am I going to do with what I just heard? How am I going to respond? And that's where the danger of deceiving ourselves comes from. It goes on and it says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. The disciples came to Jesus one time, two of the disciples, James and John, and they said, we want this. And Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you are of. In other words, he was saying, you don't have an adequate grasp on the situation. So when they would come in, you might find this odd, but did you know that Jesus, when he was choosing disciples and he intentionally sought them after prayer, that he did not choose perfect people? He actually chose Judas Iscariot, who had all sorts of character flaws and ended up being a betrayer of Jesus on the night he was arrested, and his journey to the cross took an advanced step, if you will. He was personally selected by Jesus. Peter was a person who spoke before his brain engaged a lot of times. Peter was a person who felt no condemnation of knowing that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, and in the same chapter telling him, God, that's never going to happen, or Jesus, we're never going to let that happen to you. Far be it from you, and actually rebuked Jesus in the process. Jesus knew that these people weren't perfect. He chose me. He chose me. And I've got plenty of flaws. You know, I was listening to WMIE, and I heard somebody make this statement. He said, you know, I get this question a lot about, you know, why would God allow all the suffering in the world? He said, I get that question a lot. He said, you know, the question I never get is, why would God love a person that was as messed up as I am? Why would he go to those great extents? Why would he have his son die on the cross for me? He said, I don't ever get that question. You see, God's been better to us than we deserve, but we cannot look into the Word and have the Holy Spirit expose areas of our life that don't line up with the Word and just go away and forget about the experience entirely. He says, that's not right. That would be indicative of a character defect if a person looked at themselves in a natural mirror, and when they went away, they gave no consideration at all to what they saw. I will tell you a funny story. This happened years ago. I don't know how many years ago, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And I had a sales lady that showed up at the church, and I'll never forget, she showed up after lunch. And I don't remember where I ate that day. I may have brought my own lunch, but I don't know what the meal consisted of in its entirety, But I do remember one element that was consumed at lunch that day. I had broccoli. I like broccoli. I like broccoli and cheese. I like vegetables. And I had broccoli that day. And so I meet this sales lady, and we were in the doorway, and I'm having a conversation, setting up a sales presentation or something like that that she was, and I'm standing there having this conversation with her, and we were done with our conversation. She left. I shut the door, and I went past a mirror, and I looked, and this is how I know I had broccoli. When I looked into the mirror, there was one of those little broccoli florette stubs, just one of those little bitty green, teeny tiny little things, and it had wedged itself right in between the tooth and the gums of my front two upper teeth. And I saw that, and it's like, oh, no. Here I have just been having this professional conversation with this person that's wanting to sell me something. And when I look in the mirror, this very noticeable, laughable issue is staring her right in the face. She sees it. I don't see it. But I tell you what, immediately when I saw it in the mirror, I took care of that problem. And then I went upstairs and I told my office manager, I said, hey, if you ever see, when we're having a conversation, that I've got something, whether it's pepper or broccoli or anything like that, if you ever see anything like that, say something. You're not going to embarrass me. You're going to prevent me from embarrassment. Okay? And so I hope you have a good chuckle about that. Now let me tell you the application of that story. I had a problem with broccoli in my teeth before I did. The people that you encounter in your life, they know more if your life doesn't line up with the Word of God than you do. If you don't have that Word of truth implanted in your heart, if you're not a doer of the Word, people are going to know. He might have heard it before, but he's certainly not doing it. Your boss will know. If you know that the Bible says thou shalt not steal and you're stealing, your boss will know. I had employees one time and my wife worked with them in the night shift, and she said, you know that they don't do what you tell them to while you're gone, don't you? And I said, oh, I know, because when I get there the next day, the things that I told them to do are still undone. I didn't have to be there to be an eyewitness to the fact that they didn't do what I told them to. And God knows if we're not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing in the Word. That person knew I had a problem before I had a problem. The people around you know if your life isn't lining up to the Word of God, even if you don't. Okay? The second thing is, even if a person doesn't tell you, you can take a look for yourself into the mirror of the Word and say, God, see if there's any unclean thing in me. See if there's an area of my life where I need to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer only. And I will tell you, you can do it. That is why Jesus came. He came to redeem us. He came to give us the Spirit of grace and truth. He came to empower us, to show what life outside of the Word was, how damaging it was, but to show us how glorious life in the Word and by the Word was. And he says, you can do it. You can do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. And so don't forget, just don't say, oh, well, I've got this thing on my face. I've got this thing, and it's just embarrassing. You know, don't be so complacent and apathetic about that sort of stuff. Instead, go away and make the adjustments that are necessary. And then say, God, is there anything else in my life? You know, if there's that going on, is there anything else that is going on in my life? And I will tell you that when God puts his finger on an issue in your life, he's never wrong. He's never wrong. A person one time, this was when we were very newly married, and you know, still trying to work out all of the issues of lives. It wasn't, I mean, completely new. We'd been married for a couple of months, and they said something about to my wife about me that reflected badly on it. This particular arena of my life reflected badly on her. And I said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that anymore. And so I made the change that was necessary because I didn't want to embarrass my wife. How much more should we be concerned about reflecting the goodness of God to those around us adequately? See, I want to challenge you to get into the Word of God. I want to challenge you to read the Word of God. I don't want it to just be, well, hey, I got my merit badge. I read Genesis to Revelation. I have successfully navigated it. I've got through it. I want to ask you this. Live it. Not just for your own self, but live it for those around you. Don't deceive yourself. You know, wouldn't it have been silly if I'd gone past that mirror after I'd had that conversation with that sales lady and said, I'm sure that nobody noticed that piece of broccoli and that stuck right there in the front of my teeth, and went on throughout the day and didn't address it? Wouldn't that have been silly? Let's not make that type of mistake with the other issues in our life. Say, God, I don't want to deceive myself by saying nobody notices if my life doesn't line up with your word. I want to be true to myself and true to you and say, God, if it's in your word, I want to do it in my life. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
So I can give you to others.